always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, a fabulous newspaper for people in the Gulf Breeze or close by vicinity. Lisa, she is the publisher. Welcome back, Lisa.
Well, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate that so much.
I still can't get over it. It always strikes me when I think about it that you know, at least once upon a time, and I don't know if they still do, but the city will actually pay for new residents in Gulf Breeze to get a subscription for a year to your paper because they think it's worth them knowing what's going on in Gulf Breeze. I just think that's fat. What a great testimonial.
I think that so many people come to the city council meeting saying, why didn't anybody tell me that this happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why didn't I know? And they're like, well, we've advertised it in the Gulf Breeze News. We've had it in on Andrew's show. We've had a lot of people are like, well, I don't get the paper and I don't listen to the radio. And I just stick my head in the sand and, you know, I figured someone would just tell me these things.
You and I have to find a way to reach the people with the head in the sand. I mean, we have a beach. You know, we should have known this was a problem. So let's see. Gulf Breeze is getting some new stuff at Mariner's Landing.
So I want to remind you that before the bridge, our new current bridge was made, if you got to the end of Gulf Breeze Parkway and you decided that you wanted to go somewhere on the other side, you had to go all the way across the bridge into Pensacola and then make a U-turn and then come back all the way across the bridge to go to your destination.
Yep.
Since we have had the new bridge, there is now a turnaround under there so that you can make a U-turn and come back across and go to the other, you know, other businesses. That was a huge improvement to many people's lifestyle.
No doubt.
But instead of just having that as a basic turnaround, it is really turning into a wonderful amenity. There's a boat ramp there. There is plenty of parking. They have, now they've added another amenity, which is going to be called the Sunset Promenade. The whole place is called Mariner's Landing, but the Sunset Promenade is going to have its final unveiling on May the 6th. And it is so beautiful down there that you could have a wedding down there if you wanted to. There's beautiful pavers that are different colors. It's got, of course, a wonderful view. It's got benches. Of course, they've got all totally landscaped, irrigated. And so it's really going to be nice. And they're going to unveil another piece of art. There was five pieces of art that were donated to the City of Gulf Breeze for beautification purposes. And the fifth one is going to be unveiled at this ceremony. So
now, is that going to be? Is that on the like
amenity.
The east side where it's facing the, or is it on the like at the very end at the bottom underneath the bridge? Where is the art going to be?
I don't know exactly where the art is going to be. I will have to wait and see. But I believe it's going to be the companion piece to the one that's already at the Pensacola Visitor Center, which looks like some nautical chain, like a big huge nautical.
Oh, interesting. Like to continue the theme of the chain running through the whole community. Okay, all right, that's kind of cool. And by the way, you're so right. The people who go, I saw this one time when we were boating under that area, that people go down to Mariner's Landing underneath the bridge to watch the sunset because it's a great location to watch the sunset from. And it's just like, it's bustling activity. I mean, it's literally become a community park. At least the couple of times I've been over there, it has. So it's a wonderful
facility.
Absolutely.
There's so many wonderful places in Gulf Breeze that are just hidden gems. And this one is another one that we didn't have. We didn't have anything like that until this bridge was completed. And now they have turned it into such a wonderful place to go and entertain yourself and see beautiful views. And that's really nice. It's very, very nice.
Spring Fest had a pretty big crowd.
Wow. I took my grandkids to Spring Fest. It was packed. 2,500 people. I think they said it's a record for how many people came.
Wow.
It's a totally free event. And so people come from all over. It's not just, you know, the city of Gulf Breeze residents or anything like that. People are there from all over the place. Bounce houses. They have got, you know, different games you can play. Of course, they have food trucks. They've got like a bunch of vendors, face painting. They had archery, like with these, and even a very safe axe throwing, which I was
oh my God, I just did this. Did they have the axes with the Velcro on the outside?
I don't know that it's Velcro. It's something. I don't know what it was, but very sticky.
So we did. I did this yesterday at Pirate Fest. They had like a bunch of like inflatable things, and one of them was Velcro axe throwing. And I'm like, this is so dumb. And I tried. I'm like, oh, this is so fun. Silly.
It was fun. It really was fun. So many things to do. So this is something the city puts on every year. Then they culminate with a huge fireworks display.
Nice.
And unfortunately, I was not able to see it, but I heard it was great. And every year it is really great. So really kudos to the city to put this whole thing on for the community. Just a wonderful day of family fun. So
great.
It's always a good thing to go to.
We got some good sports news from Gulf Breeze High School.
Yeah, so within a little over 24 hours, the athletes at Gulf Breeze High School won 3 district championships.
Wow.
3 district championships. The boys lacrosse, the girls lacrosse, and also the tennis team won district championships. So congratulations to them for all of their efforts. That lacrosse has really become so popular, and it is a fun sport to watch. If you've ever been to a game, you know what I'm talking about. The action does not stop, and it is exciting.
Well, you've got all kinds of stuff in the paper, Gulf Breeze Elementary fundraising, the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, and Splash. The deadline is today. Is that right?
That's right. We're going to be doing the May one. Of course, we're going to have Mother's Day in there. Of course, graduation, you know, summer, beginning of summer. We're going to have everything in there, shopping, dining, activities, fishing, what to watch on streaming services, everything in there. So be sure and pick up a copy of Splash.
Oh, and by the way, I want to give you some
advertisement.
Right, and I want to give you some kudos because you and I had been talking about the boardwalk around the ditch over at the end of Shoreline, the connection to the multi-use path, the 399 eventually, 98. I talked about this with Melanie Cormandy as well. Somewhere between like 2 or 3 conversations with y'all, listening to the Gulf Breeze City Council, and then having a conversation with Sam Abel, I finally get what they're doing and comprehensively around all of it. I mean, it's a really important project, and I just want to give you credit for raising my awareness to what's happening with that multi-use path long term. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. That's what we're here for. We try to inform people. And there's another thing that came out yesterday that they're going to do a PD&E study from the foot of the bridge, the Chaffee James Bridge, all the way through the Naval Live Oak.
Yep. Yeah, interesting.
What does that entail? We're going to see what that entails.
And maybe a six-laning in the Naval Live. I mean, lots of changes, you know, and as one person said, I'm so sick of the construction, which I certainly get that too. Lisa Newell is the publisher for the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to give us a preview of what's in the paper. As always, Lisa, thank you for the time. I appreciate the information.
Oh, thank you so much, Andrew, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. PJ is sitting in for John Pickens today. By the way, PJ, doing a great job, as always. Thank you for being available when he has things come up. Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place in MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit madmadd.org. Take a look at the big board. Just one vehicle crash right now. Scenic Highway at North Davis Highway. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the Fives.
We got a text. Somebody says you should invest in speakers under the sand on the beach to play news radio for those who put their heads in the sand. I say this with all the love and sincerity I can muster. I'm pretty sure my boss, Dave Hoxing, would consider it if he could find a way to make it happen. He'd probably hear them like, you know, what we need. So, you know, you never know what might happen in the future. I mean, we do broadcast on the beach for the Blue Angels show, so I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Anyway, if you, PJ, confirm?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. If you are thinking about selling a home or buying a home or both, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic at this. They sold 209 homes last year, 209 homes for a week. Crazy number of successes. And they have really got this down to an art. And it's market knowledge, it's solving problems, it's staging and photographing and picking a price. And, you know, one of the stories that she told me recently is that she had a home that she took over from another agent because, unfortunately, they're, you know, not everybody's able to get the home sold. And then second, third, fourth, fifth, sometimes agent, they come to Christina. And they told her she would not be able to sell this home for more than $499. She looked at the home and the market and she said, $625. And it sold within 10 days for cash. Now, that's not every experience. That's not everyone. I cannot certainly promise you that. But sometimes you got to know the market, and the market is willing to pay more. And the reason nobody's bought it is because it's undervalued, weirdly. But that can be true. And that's the point, is you just got to get with folks who really know how to get this stuff done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
In every emergency, before help arrives on scene, a calm, steady voice is already at work. 911 dispatchers in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the first responders, answering calls, asking the right questions, and sending help in seconds when every moment counts. During National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, thank these unseen heroes who work around the clock to keep our Escambia and Santa Rosa County families and neighborhoods safe.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
So, you know, we reported yesterday that at Tuesday's meeting of the Pensacola State Board of Trustees that Ed Meadows announced his retirement. I did not yesterday have the audio from the meeting, and what I have is, I do have it. It's a little hard to hear. I apologize. It was like a Zoom meeting that somebody recorded through the end of a Pringles tube or something. I don't know, but it's just, I was trying to figure. I've had my own challenges with getting good audio in meetings, so I don't judge. I just know it. Sometimes it's hard. But I have always appreciated that the folks at PSC provide it. You know, like when I ask, they provide it, which has been great. Because I would always rather hear the person say the thing. This is an aside about how you cover the news. A lot of times, if you listen to talk radio, people will read an article or read you a quote from the article from somebody, and I always think, if the quote exists, go find the clip. You know, like I would all, you know me, I'm big on playing the actuality. That's what people in radio call it. Play the audio clip, actually get to hear the person. Well, I want to hear the president of PSC announce his retirement.
So as the last president of Pensacola Junior College and the first president of Pensacola State College, I've been very fortunate to serve this fine institution. At this time, I am giving public notice that I intend to retire December the 31st, 2026, and that will mean that I will have served this institution 18 years and 8 months, which beats Ann Hartzell by 4 months as the longest-serving president.
Longest-serving president, 18 years.
There's still much work to be done with ongoing initiatives between now and the end of the year. but I pledge my assistance in helping create a smooth transition for the next leader of this college. And I might add that my wife, Katie, told me if I put this off, she was going to come up and submit my resignation.
He says, if my wife, Kitty, she told me that if I didn't quit, she'd come quit for me. She would come make it so. He says, been serving more than 30 years here in Alabama, and that there's something unique about PSC.
Thanks for a very long time. And this has been the best institution.
Now, largely, it's the best because of the level of love by the community for the institution, for the college.
There have been an amazing opportunity to view love for an institution in our community that I've never seen at any other institution.
That's cool. You know, it is a unique place. Pensacola is a unique place, UWF-PSC. And I kind of realized somewhere along the line that I'm both a UWF dad with two kids who graduated there. Well, one's not yet, but he will. And then, you know, three kids have gone to PSC. And I'm a PSC dad, too. And I just, these things don't, apparently I'm quite dense because it hadn't occurred to me too much. But the board actually recommended that they name the business college after the building for the business school after him eventually, and that they also make him a president emeritus. He was, you know, it's funny. He's not a very emotional guy. He kind of joked around about that, but he was, you know, as choked up as I've ever heard Ed Meadows get.
Appreciative of this honor. You know, I'm not usually an emotional person. My wife will be the first to tell you. She said, well, are you excited about something? And I was like, yeah, I'm excited. She said, well, I can't tell
you. Are you excited? Well, show your face.
I'm looking forward to the next 8 months and looking forward to January of 2027 because my wife has got a long list of things she wants me to do at the farm. Thank you, board. And I really appreciate the great honor of having
I love the idea of bringing the grandkids to come see that building someday, having things to do out on the farm for his wife. That's just great. And, you know, so we talked yesterday about some of the what I think is political drama all surrounding this. But generally speaking, I just, you know, thank you, Ed, for your great service to the community. We appreciate it. I have a kind of a follow-up note on that in just a second. First, PJ has traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Pine Forest Road as you're heading northbound between 9 Mile Road and I-10, seeing quite a bit of congestion. And then just one major accident on the big board, Scenic Highway at North Davis Highway. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So yesterday I was at Pirate Fest, which is this annual, like, they just have activities and food and tie-dye T-shirts for the students, and I was, you know, go with my, at the moment, my 17-year-old who's in school there, and, you know, we had fun. We did the, you know, the rock climbing. I did the, like, slow old person side and did it, so, and we did, you know, running the obstacle course and throwing the axes and all the fun stuff, but while I was there, I was thinking to myself, you know, I didn't want to do a, like, I'm not the kind of guy that goes up to people and asks strangers what they think, you know, like that man on the street thing. I know it makes for okay radio, but I just have never, I don't like to bother people. But I kind of wanted to ask, generally, you know, do you know who Ed Meadows is? Because I'm at your school. Do you know who the president? And I am sure that 90% of the students would not know. Because I did not know who the president of the University of Illinois was when I went there. The students don't know. They're just living in the house, enjoying the favors, going to the classes. They don't know. You know, and they certainly don't know that Ed is retiring. They certainly don't know there's drama around the Board of Trustees. I mean, a couple of them, you know, maybe 5% of the student population knows this stuff. And it just was fascinating to me to think about how here we are as a community so caring about who's the president, what are they doing, and what community programs, and what, you know, business expansion, and what they're naming buildings, and what the Board of Trustees is doing, what the governor's doing to ruin it all. Anyway, you know, and here the students who are going to school there are just going to school there. And they don't know any of this is happening. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Virginia judge is blocking the state from certifying the results of this week's redistricting vote. Virginia voters approved a plan to redraw Virginia's congressional maps. On Wednesday, a state judge ruled that referendum was unconstitutional. Virginia's attorney general is now appealing that ruling. Secretary of the Navy John Phelan has been removed from his position. There were reportedly tensions in the Pentagon between Phelan and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth over shipbuilding reforms. Pentagon spokesman said Phelan is departing effective immediately. And round one of the NFL draft kicks off today in Pittsburgh. The Raiders have the top selection. They're expected to pick Indiana quarterback and Heisman winner Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, it'd be a surprise if anything other than that happened, I think. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a kid who's struggling with math, or, you know, like I asked my friend Dana Elder, who is the owner of Mathnasium, you know, tell me some situations why people come to you. And she gave me a few. My second grade student is bored in her math class. She can tell you all the perfect squares up to 10 by 10. Her teachers won't let her do fifth grade math in class. I think she's ready. I always hated math as a kid is another one. It's no wonder they're struggling. You're either born with a math brain, an arts brain, or an arts brain, and clearly they got my genetics. My seventh grader started algebra this year. He's always advanced in his math classes and always A's. This year has been rough already. I think he's not trying hard enough. Every parent has a different situation with your own kids, right? And if there's any issue with math, or if they're good at math and want to be better, Mathnasium. I know these people. They are our dearest friends. My son taught at Mathnasium for a year. I love this program. I am a big believer in it. I am well aware of the deficiencies in American math education, and they're there to help. They know how to speak your kids' language, give them the tools they don't have, teach them in a way they'll understand. It's just fantastic. So the beginning of this process is a free assessment. They are step-up providers, but the initial assessment is completely free. Go and find out. Find out what's going on with your kid. Find out what Mathnasium can do to help. 94% of parents say an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding. Mathnasium is located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. All right, coming up next, the frivolous topic. We'll have a good bit of fun with that. Of course, David Wayne will have your local news right after Fox.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The long arm of the U.S. Navy seizing another Iranian oil tanker far away in the Indian Ocean in the blockade against Iran Day 10. President Trump posting, I've ordered the U.S. Navy to shoot and kill any boat that is putting mines in the waters of the Strait of Hormuz. He tells Fox there's no rush to make a peace deal with Iran.
We're waiting to hear back from the Iranian regime.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Navy Secretary John Phelan is abruptly removed from his post. Fox is told he was fired by War Secretary Pete Hegseth. The Pentagon saying we wish him well. Phelan was an ally of Don Trump Jr. Of note, 80% of Navy warships under construction are behind schedule. A late-night voting marathon in the Senate got past Democrats to fund ICE and Border Patrol through the rest of President Trump's term. The measure now heads on to the House. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Warming up, we've got 70 degrees right now with some sunshine here across the area. We'll get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. A criminal investigation into nurses at Jay Hospital who allegedly filmed patients in compromised states and then shared the videos on Snapchat has been closed without charges. The News Journal reporting that the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office saying the investigation did not establish probable cause for a crime under Florida law, although investigators did say that the nurses may have violated professional standards or hospital policy. Four employees were fired last fall after a whistleblower came forward. A state health care agency investigation also found no deficiencies requiring corrective action. A Pensacola attorney has filed a civil suit on behalf of three patients who say hospital representatives approached them offering up to $50,000 in exchange for signing legal releases. A water reclamation project on Pensacola Beach has hit an unexpected problem and is being paused until next fall. ECUA crews working on phase two of that project ran into groundwater as they were boring underground pipe, forcing a halt to the construction. Santa Rosa Island Authority says that the crews will be regrouping and return in November with hopes of finishing that project up before next beach season. All the equipment is expected to be removed from that site before Memorial Day weekend. A brush fire on Scenic Highway in Pensacola broke out yesterday. It took crews several hours to fully extinguish that fire. Five fire companies responded. It was on the east side of Scenic Highway between Scenic Court and Baywoods Drive. The steep drop-off along that area made getting water to the fire challenging. Both lanes of Scenic were closed during that fire response, but, of course, have since reopened. No structures were damaged. Will UWF student fees increase? News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says it's part of growing into Division I.
An important vote is set later today on the UWF campus. Students might see higher athletic fees as the school transitions to Division I athletics. Channel 3's reporting, if approved, the cost would increase at the start of the fall semester. For a full-time student, that could be an extra $30 for each semester. At a news conference earlier this month, President Manny Diaz Jr. said the transition to D1 would not hurt the university financially. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Well, today marks 2 weeks, today marks 1 week since two University of South Florida students went missing. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is leading an investigation into the disappearance of Zamil Lamone and Nahida Bristy. The two doctoral students from Bangladesh were last seen last Wednesday morning. The last known sighting of Lamone was at his off-campus apartment. Bristy was last seen on the school's Tampa campus. So far, deputies say they do not suspect foul play in those two disappearances. And Governor DeSantis not giving up his goal of eliminating property taxes. He discussed tax reform yesterday in Jacksonville, said he plans to present a plan at some point, but also said it won't be next week when the legislature does meet for a special session. It's 8:35, and PJ has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Taking a look at the big board, Pine Forest Road, as you head northbound, once again, still a problem area. Seen some congestion there. Also an accident and vehicle crash, Scenic Highway and North Davis Highway. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We will see a small chance of rain this afternoon, 20% chance overall. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 79. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Heading into Saturday, partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Burke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 70 degrees right now. It is sunny skies here across the area. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. Your money now this morning, looking at our opening numbers from Wall Street. Markets are down. The Dow is down just under 0.5%. Right now sitting at 49,263.48. S&P down about 0.25%, 71,21.81. NASDAQ down 88 points this morning at 24,569.53. 10-year bond rate is unchanged, 4.29% today. Gold prices are down 910 at 47.43.90. Silver down 186 at 76.10. Looking at that oil price that everybody's watching, seeing it's up about 0.8% today. Brent crude at 102.71 a barrel. And Bitcoin is down 1,200 at 77,672.07. Well, the nation's unemployment lines were just a bit longer than expected last week. Numbers out today from the Labor Department showing 214,000 first-time requests for unemployment benefits. That's for the week ending April 18th, 6,000 more than the previous week's revised total. Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders will vote today on the potential merger of the company with Paramount Skydance. Paramount wants to buy the entertainment company in whole, including cable networks, a film studio, and streaming service. The deal, offered at $31 a share, comes after a bidding war with Netflix. The merger would need regulatory approval. And Tesla is reporting first quarter earnings that beat analyst expectations.
Revenue, however, came in weaker than predicted. During Wednesday's earnings call, CEO Elon Musk also touched on the future of Tesla's robotaxi.
We certainly hope to have unsupervised FSD or slash robotaxi operating, you know, in, a dozen or so states by the end of this year.
The tech billionaire admitted the vehicles have experienced some convenience issues as opposed to safety issues. For instance, he noted the robo-taxi sometimes, as he put it, gets paranoid and gets stuck when it approaches things like railroads. He says the company plans to spend $25 billion this year, with a big chunk of that money going to data centers and AI robotics. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
It's 8:38. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PennAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at PennAir.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
Businesses come in all shapes and sizes. Integrity doesn't. For more than a century, the Better Business Bureau has set the standards for how businesses should operate honestly and ethically. So when you're looking for a business you can trust, check to see who's BBB accredited and who isn't. Always choose the better business. Look for the BBB seal because it's looking out for you. That's why it's the sign of a better business. And find a better business anytime at BBB.org.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's a day where you get to complain. Are you ready? Are you excited? This is going to be fun. You get to be cheap and complain. This is two of my favorite activities or dispositions, if you want. The question of the day, and I hat tip to our friends at Cat Country who work like 20 feet away from us. This was one of their questions on their Facebook page recently. I thought it was a very good one. That's why I wanted to share with you, which is, tell me something that you expect to be free, but people try to charge you for it. And you think it should be free, but they try to charge you for it. 437-1620, 437-1620. I threw this on your PG and you may not have time to think of it, but do you have one that jumps to mind? Because I have an example if you're struggling to think of one.
We had a situation recently where we thought we'd get some extra cheese for free.
Okay.
And you had to pay for it.
Okay. Like you're at a restaurant, you're ordering food, and you thought?
Yeah, the melted cheese kind.
Okay. So I used to be a waiter. And I will always tell people, or would have, always tell people, that's going to cost a little bit extra. Because there's nothing worse than wondering or thinking or not knowing. You know, because, I mean, I will buy things on the basis of price. And, you know, if the mushrooms are free, great. And if the mushrooms are $2, probably not. You know, like, And so I always want to know. And I hate when a waiter's like, you know, would you like that with guacamole? I don't know. Is it Chipotle prices, or is it, you know, what's that going to run me? Is that included? You know, I want to know. So no, I'm with you there. The extra things at restaurants a lot of times are a good example of things you would think would be free, but sometimes they are not, and that's worth knowing. I'll give you an example. This is actually in my lifetime it became true. Is refills on soda are free. They weren't always. I know it's hard for people to remember, but there was a time, it was about, you know, the 80s, I think, is when this started, 89, 90, somewhere in that vicinity, because I worked at Olive Garden, and they were one of the first ones to do free refills. And now, of course, it's standard that soda is free refills, but it was not always this way, and it is not always that way. And, you know, some things you still have to pay for a refill. I mean, personally, I think that beer ought to have free refills, but nobody's taken me up on that yet. I mean, I think if you really want to run a super profitable, popular restaurant, that's how you run it. Again, I just haven't seen that happen. 843 on News Radio 92.3. How about paying for extra? Oh, that's actually somebody texted this in already. An extra package of dipping sauce. Man, if your food needs dipping sauce, then provide the sauce. You know, like, it is annoying, but then again, you have some. What was the, is it Raising Cane's? Is that the one that does the chicken fingers? We ate at one recently when we were on a trip, and they literally have it up on the board. It's this much per chicken finger and this much per dipping sauce. And at least you told me in advance, you know, at least I know in advance. But there's something so chintzy, you know, so cheap about, you know, making people pay an extra 30 sauce. Well, Andrew, they have to pay for it too. Yeah, I mean, I know. But they don't charge you. They don't charge you a quarter. Yeah, but they don't charge you a quarter for using the restroom. You know, they don't charge you a quarter for the shopping cart unless it's Aldi. Speaking of things that ought to be free but aren't. All right, 437. And will Andrew, you get your quarterback? Yeah, no, I'm not playing this game. I'll take a bag. And you know how much I hate the reusable shopping bags. I will take a bag into the Aldi just because that shopping cart thing just irritates me every time. Well, that's how they get the carts back in place. I know. Still annoying. 437. They're saving costs because the person doesn't have to. I know. Still annoying. 437. Come on, right? 437-1620. Oh, the first two answers that came in are probably my strongest all-time favorite. So we'll get to that in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Avalon Boulevard is clear through Garcon Point Bridge. I'm PJ with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have a home that needs repairs of any kind, complex systems, which are like the plumbing, the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical, maybe you've got a generator and you want it serviced or you want a generator put in, Peden can take care of that. They take care of all of that stuff. Now, it started as air conditioning. You know, back in the late 60s, Robert Peden in Panama City, Florida, summer wants to be cold when it's hot. It makes sense. I can make a business out of this. And he did. And then eventually expanded from HVAC to, you know, plumbing and electrical, and territorially expanded west to Pensacola, east to Tallahassee. So across the timeline. Then recently, in the last couple of years, all the way into Baldwin County and even into Mobile, across the state line. So two counties, two time zones, two states and two time zones. But anything you need, good quality products, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They'll take care of you. The people are smart. They know what they're doing. And right now, this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That includes scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off all repairs included. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. All right, back to the question of the day. The frivolous topic question of the day is, tell me something that you think should be free but people try to charge you for and it irritates you. So far we've had sauce packets, we've had like extra cheese at the restaurant. This answer is going to be the idea of charging for the grocery cart or the restroom. Now, people don't charge for restrooms in the United States typically. But in Europe it's common. You know, you have to pay a little bit to use the restroom, which I go and I think, this is why y'all suck, is because you're making people pay to pee, and that's no good. I get the arguments. Anyway, we have two different people said what is one of my favorites, having to pay for air at the gas station. You know, there was a day. There was a day, not quite the full service day. By the way, there was a time when you'd pull up and you'd run across the little hose and go ding, ding, and the dude in a snappy shirt would come out and he'd take care of your stuff. I was never a full service guy because I was never rich enough for it. But, you know, in that same era, you could always get air for free. You didn't have to pay for it. Oddly, it also always worked. You know, a lot of times these air pumps are broken, which is amazing to me. But, okay, so, yes, air at the gas station should be free. Let's see, condiments, sour cream or dipping sauce, air again for pumping up the tires, another one for air. A glass of water at McDonald's. Do they make you pay at McDonald's? They don't charge you for
the
cup.
I know some places do make you pay for the water.
Yeah. I agree. The water should be free. And water should be free in general. I don't pay for water. These bottled water people. I know there's a lot of you. I know a lot of you listen to the show. I like to brag that I do not think I have ever paid for bottled water ever in my entire life. Yeah, as you sit there drinking your Walmart brand, great value. I mean, people give you bottled water a lot, but I don't ever pay for it. I just think that's silly. I'm a tap guy. 437-1620, extra salad dressing at the Zaxby's. I get it. Parking, same. And you know me, I have a long history of my animosity towards having to pay for parking. I think parking should be free. It's, you know, streets are free. Why is the... You know, if the car is moving, it's free, but the car is stationary, you got to pay for it. That's weird. You know, but along that same line, sometimes you have to pay for roads. I think that I-10 from Mobile to Pensacola ought to be free, but they are building a bridge that's going to be what is the price tag on that again? It's like $1 trillion, I think. It's six. I don't even remember, but they're going to charge you various amounts of what we've heard, but something on the order of $10 to $6 per trip, which is insane for an interstate. But yeah, interstate should be free. A cup of ice, somebody says, should be free. Property tax on my homestead. Oh, okay. I see. You made it political. All right, that's fine. Somebody says you should travel in Europe. That's, yeah, right, exactly. Nothing is free. Price is an issue only in the absence of value. Oh, that's a great point. That's a great way to say it. On both ends, right? If the restaurant doesn't feel like you're paying enough, or if you don't feel like you're getting enough value, then you complain. The added fee for using the credit card instead of cash. Oh, preach. Yeah, they trained us all to use credit cards, which are better for us and for them, and also it's protected if something happens. And now all of a sudden people are trying to pass on the 3 or 4%. Like, you know, Little Caesars is one of the first ones to do this. We love the little, you know, cheap pizza deal. They have the pepperoni, or they have the, you know, the mozzarella, or they have it just waiting, the pretzel running when they have it. And, you know, we'd get it, and it's a good price. It was, I think it was like $5.50 when it started. Then the price started to go up, and then they started to charge you a 3 or 4% fee. So I'm buying two pizzas for $11, and you want to charge me whatever, you know, 50 cents more for – come on. Ugh. Well, why should they have to pay it? Why not? You always did. Anyway, as Collier Merrill would say, Andrew, you're cheap. Durr. Of course. I'm a Dave Ramsey kid. Let's see. There should never be an option to tip on retail purchases. Oh, paying for the privilege of ordering at the counter. Please. Now, I know they offer it as a tip, but don't even ask. That's so ridiculous. Let's see. It's hard for me to think that anything should be absolutely free since it costs something to someone. I'm glad they still provide paper napkins at no charge. You shouldn't have to pay for the chips at the Mexican restaurant. There's lots of food-related options, but nobody really tries to charge for that. Water's free, but you pay for the cup. New Jersey's the only state in the U.S. that still prohibits drivers from pumping their own gas. I know, it's terrible. I live in Oregon. I can tell you stories. Let's see. Go to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. You have to pay to pee $5 for a porta potty. I hear a lot of people don't bother paying, though. let's see. Oh, tipping at the carryout. That's interesting because I don't, but I know a lot of people do. And again, wanting you to tip for all these different things. I had another one. What was it? There was another one I was going to mention that kind of got me thinking about a whole different thing. Let's see. Yeah, ATM fees. Oh, paying for paper or plastic bags at the grocery store. That's just, you know what? It got me thinking, though. I do wonder about this. There's a lot of people who prefer to have a human check them out as opposed to checking yourself out. I actually think it's faster to check yourself out most of the time, and you don't have to wait, you know? But my one thought is, since we know it costs extra to staff a person on the checkout lane, would people be willing to pay, I don't know, 3% more at Walmart to get checked out by a human? I mean, I think people would revolt if there was a fee to be checked out by a human. But at the same time, would you consider, you know, would you be willing to pay to be checked out by a human?
No.
If they started charging you for it, you'd go to the self-check. If I
must, yes.
Okay. I know. Oh, somebody says, you're already paying for parking, like with tax. I know. All right, 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, all the way. Hey, all the way.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K, presented by Baptist Healthcare, is Saturday, May 9th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna, runs up Palafox along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days medal and race shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.org. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Hey, it is Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Hey, this is Delino with the Boot Store.
Hey, I'm Jonathan Cook, owner of Jonathan's Construction Flooring.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I enjoy working with the great team with this radio station. Dependable, local, professional, result-driven ADX Communications.
We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years. Because we know radio works and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
I always love referring business over to ADX Communications for the best radio advertising out there.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
What kind of beer do you like?
Heineken.
Heineken? Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Do you think that's going to get done during a special?
Is property tax reform going to get done during a special session? That's the question that you could barely hear over the music. Sorry about that. That's my fault. Asking Governor DeSantis yesterday.
Not this coming one, but yes, it will. We've been working with legislators on this. Obviously, I have a role in terms of being governor and talking to the public about it. But I don't have any authority to put it on the ballot. It's got to go through both houses of the legislature. You need 60% of each house. And I know the House took up some stuff, and I've given them credit for doing that.
What? Oh, my God. I mean, this is... I've given them credit for... Sir, you have been flaying the House of Representatives for a year on everything, including them not being serious about their property tax proposals. You cannot repeatedly criticize them for failing to do what you want them to do, which you aren't willing to propose anything, and you aren't willing to get the Senate to propose anything, and then you attack them for what they do, and then go on a press conference and say, oh, yeah, you know, the House tried, and I praised them for the stuff they did. Bull...
And I know the House took up some stuff, and I've given them credit for doing that.
Oh, my God. There's more in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both are flowing smoothly. Highway 90's clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
I mean, why don't you ask the Speaker of the House whether he thinks you've been nice to the House about property tax? He literally did an interview the other day all about this. This is crazy.
Senate, it wasn't that they're dragging their feet. They've just been working with us to get something that people will find meaningful on the ballot. But you got to get the votes to do it, and you got to make sure that you have all that lined up. That's just the first step. Then, obviously, the voters have to vote on it in November to be able to do it.
What do you mean the Senate wasn't dragging their feet? The Senate did nothing. That's the definition of dragging your feet. They did nothing. The House produced it, and the Senate said, eh. You say you've been working with the Senate. On what? Where's the proposal? For a year, you've made no proposal. Where is it, sir? Now we got a special session? A special session coming. Oh, and okay, this is one. Look, I know if you don't pay real close attention to politics, you might not have tracked all the history of this to recognize how outrageous these comments are. But this one's, this is amazing. You ready? Okay, just prepare yourself.
We never anticipated this being done during the regular session.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, we never thought we never believed it'd be done during the regular session. Never even tried. Didn't even hope for it. Well, yes, and you criticized the efforts of the House when they were doing something about this. Oh, well, we never thought it'd be done during regular session. What? I don't know if the governor wandered through a particularly healthy cloud of smoke at a local potheads convention on 420 and, like, lost his way and forgot everything that's happened in the last 1 year. But this is unbelievable.
We never anticipated this being done during the regular session. You didn't hear me pushing for it during the regular session. And people say, well, I'll just do it now. It's going to go on the ballot in November. If I could do it on a ballot in May, I would do it. But that's not the way it works. We don't have the votes to be able to do a special election on this. So you're going to have to do it in November.
I don't know anybody who's pushing for some like May special election. We always assumed it was going to be in November. From the beginning, we assumed it was going to be in November. I just don't even know what he's talking about. On the other hand, okay, on the other hand, he did say this yesterday, and I couldn't agree more with him. And that's like, it's just such a, man, I love this that DeSantis is doing. Man, I can't believe DeSantis is doing this. It's so schizophrenic. It's so weird.
I will tell you, these big tech companies are the wealthiest, most powerful companies in the history of the world. You look at their market cap, they're $4 trillion, $5 trillion companies, the Magnificent Seven. A lot of the people that are involved in those companies are giddy that AI is going to take over the world, they say. Not in this state, it's not. We are not going to let AI displace our primary roles as citizens and as human beings.
Thank God.
And you got to have a framework so that this is channeled in a way that's going to enhance the human experience, not supplant it.
See, he says that ridiculous stuff about property taxes, lies, okay, about the history of the issue, and then he comes through with this great comment about AI. All right, Pep Talk's up next. Meg's nicer.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3.